This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
We have found substantial evidence of an intent of senior-level Iraqi officials, including Saddam, to continue production at some future point in time of weapons of mass destruction. We have not found at this point actual weapons.
Former UN Weapons Inspector David Kaye, who has been leading the U.S. government team searching for banned weapons in Iraq. Mr. Kaye is the leader of the Iraq Survey Group, who has been leading that team. He briefed the U.S. Congress on Thursday about its findings from its interim report, which called the Iraqi weapons program rudimentary. Dan Shore joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And, of course, we are speaking in the morning, too, when we're following the story about another suicide bombing in Israel. And mm-hmm. We'll talk about a different part of the Middle East soon. Let me begin, though. How different is this picture? And Mr. Kaye kept stressing it's an interim report. He wants a few more months to work. But how different is this picture from the pre-war intelligence reports on the Iraqi weapons program?
Well, I looked up some past speeches by President Bush. Now, for example, on October 7th of last year, he said that Saddam Hussein is reconstituting his nuclear weapons program, and we know Saddam Hussein has dangerous weapons today. Well, David Kaye found that Iraq does not have dangerous weapons today. Maybe it had aspirations for weapons in the future. Also, interestingly, Kaye found that Saddam Hussein did not try to buy uranium from Niger, which has been a subject of great contention here, and even rejected some uranium that was offered to him by another African country. The president says the report justifies the invasion of Iraq. But one has to say, by the standard that you find in the David Kaye report, if that is a standard of threat, then I don't know, North Korea, certainly Iran, probably, maybe a lot of other countries should have been invaded a long time ago.
This will raise the question, which I assume is impossible to resolve now, but it will have some political impact. Was this a failure of intelligence, or was there an effort to misinform and misrepresent?
Oh, I don't know. There's always a failure of intelligence when something goes wrong for a president. And as far as I know, the CIA never really bought the idea of an imminent threat, pushed as they were. And I don't think that intelligence agents who are not in a position to talk back very cogently should be blamed when things go wrong.
U.S. Justice Department began its investigation this week in connection with the leak of the name of former diplomat Joseph Wilson's wife, who made a trip to Niger. His wife was an undercover CIA operative. Now, there have been calls for Attorney General John Ashcroft to appoint an independent counsel to investigate the matter. You're familiar with independent counsels and investigations. Do you think...
Well, the last one was Ken Starr, who investigated another president.
Well, I was thinking of years ago, of course, when your name was caught up in connection with revealing sources. Do you believe that an independent counsel is warranted now?
I don't know what warranted means, but I don't think there is going to be one. I think this is going to stay in the Justice Department. But I think the Justice Department will do a good job of trying to find out who was the person who leaked this apparently very important piece of information. The Washington Post says today that revealing Joseph Wilson's wife as a covert agent also exposed the front company for which he nominally worked and potentially could expose a lot of contacts that she had at home and abroad. As to Bob Novak, can he be forced to reveal his sources if the leaker doesn't come forward and isn't found by the Justice Department? Well, for an official who identifies a secret agent has committed a crime under a 1982 statute that says that. The law, however, refers to government officials. It doesn't refer to journalists. Yet, if a crime has been committed, the recipient of the leak was a witness to that crime and presumably could face being cited for contempt if he or she refuses to testify.
How similar was this to what you confronted?
What I confronted had a certain analogy in the sense that this was Congress was trying to find out where I got a copy of a report that Congress of the House had decided to suppress, in which I had and look to its complete publication. They couldn't find out where I got it, and finally they subpoenaed me and demanded that I tell them where I got it on pain of a contempt citation, which could give me 2 years in jail. In the end, I'm happy to say there was a 6-5 vote not to send me to jail. So here I am.
I wonder how that fifth vote is feeling. The Zacharias Moussaoui's case came up this week, and a federal judge barred prosecutors from presenting evidence of any link between Mr. Moussaoui and the hijackers of September 11th. Also ruled that he cannot be given the death penalty. What options are left for the Justice Department to pursue?
Yeah, well, the Moussaoui case is very important to the Attorney General Ashcroft and to the administration in general, if only for symbolic reasons. He is the only person facing an American court trial for the September 11th attacks. Now, the department now has several options. They could drop the whole case. I don't think they will. They can appeal the case to the Fourth Circuit in Richmond, which is a fairly conservative circuit. Maybe they'll get what they want from that. Or they could take the thing away from the whole judicial system and switch to a military tribunal where Moussaoui would have very little legal protection.
The latest New York Times poll shows that a clear majority of the American public, and this is the quote, believe this administration is seriously on the wrong track. Now, we are 13 months from the next election. What do these poll numbers mean, do you think, when we enter this season?
Well, on the wrong track is considered to be a very important indicator, or so my friend Andy Kohut, who is my favorite pollster, tells me. Andy also says that if you take a look at all the recent polls, that President Bush basically stands with the public today just where he stood on September 10th, before the terrorist attacks, before he donned the robes of being America's great war leader. That political capital has been expended. There's confusion about the war, there's a shaky economy, and the polls indicate that the president is back to being, how should I say, just another president. A solid majority saying the country's on the wrong track is considered to be important politically.
And as we've mentioned, another suicide bombing in Israel today. 18 people are now reportedly dead in a restaurant bombing in Haifa. This happens in a week when Prime Minister Sharon's government decided to continue construction of the security fence and some separate settlements.
That's right. In a way, to have now another bombing incident in Haifa on the beach may point to the futility of trying to solve the problem by fences. The American administration is not quite sure how to deal with the fact of the fences. The Sharon government has announced that there will be gaps left between the fences in the hope that this will allay some of the criticism which they're expected to get. Secretary Powell says there's intense consideration being given to what the United States' position should be on this whole subject. But I don't think that the United States is in a position now to make a great deal of trouble for Israel in the midst of all its torments.
Dan, we've left 30 seconds for you to sum up the entire California recall campaign.
Well, all the polls now indicate that Davis will lose the governorship and Schwarzenegger will win. And apparently one of the last mistakes that was made by Davis was to sign a bill allowing for automobile driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. That apparently has caused a certain backlash among white voters, and that backlash may turn out to be the difference.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Yep.